Happy Monday and happy Labor Day, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here. We've got an awesome trip report for your Labor Day. Speaking of work, and I hope you're not working today. I know some of us are, but hopefully you're not. We're going to talk about a great trip by my good buddy, hashtag Scotty G. He stayed down at Walt Disney World for about 3 weeks in late July and early August, stayed at four different resorts. We're going to talk about the Boardwalk Villas, Old Key West, the Riviera, and Boulder Ridge. And he's going to give us some tips on what it's like to almost be a local down at Walt Disney World when a shorter trip turns into a mega trip. It's a really cool trip report today because not many of us are going to get to do what he did. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you really want to support the show, become a patron. We have lots of great content over there, a mini podcast every Thursday for our patrons called Mike in the Midwest. Check out all the details over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1759 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you and happy Labor Day. Holy cow, how did that happen that summer is now over, unofficially? But it is the day to kind of chill out and not work. You need to get out there and get in that last grill session. Maybe sit on the hammock out there, but we're going to talk about working at Walt Disney World and actually almost a change of address to become a Florida resident. This is a crazy trip report. I've been wanting to do this one for a few weeks. We had to kind of get back and get settled, but you know him. He's my best bud up in the mitten. We have hashtag Scotty G joining us today. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Mike, how's it going? Happy to be on the show and finally talk about this epic trip, man. This one was crazy.
I know. I thought we might have to do this one over like a series of months because you were there so long. But we're gonna sneak in all the highlights here on this Labor Day special, which most people are probably listening to on Tuesday because, you just got to chill on Labor Day. But this is going to be a fun one. And let's hop in because we got so much to talk about. Four resorts, 2 weeks down at Walt Disney World. So, and you were actually in Florida before you even went to Disney. Give us kind of how this all happened, because this was not something that was planned 6 months out.
No, absolutely not. And just a comment, I can't believe Labor Day is here already, but it's been like the longest year. You know what I mean? Isn't that a weird feeling?
It is. I know it's so weird. Like 2020's lasted 7 years, but the summer seemed to go quickly. So I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. That's how life just goes sometimes. But yeah, just a real high level on this, because this really wasn't a Disney part of the trip. But just to kind of like tee it up, you know. So, you know, we travel a lot. We had some plans, like everyone has had plans in 2020. Those plans, as everything in this world and this country, got canceled. So, you know, we canceled our plans and we were still wanted to do something this summer. We were going to travel with some friends and we grouped together and said, you know what, let's still try to do something. So we decided to go to Florida and just rent a house and just have food delivered, never leave the house, just hang out at the pool and just chill. So we did that for a week, which was awesome. But being so close to Walt Disney World, as a Walt Disney World nut like we are, I kind of set it up Liz, you know, we're right there. We flew to MCO. We're checking out on a Saturday from the house, a Saturday to Saturday, seven nights. So I said, let's just do two nights, Riviera, DVC, whatever we can find, and then we'll just go home just to get a little taste. We don't have to go to the parks. We can just see the Riviera. We want to stay there, you know. So I had those two nights on, and I tell you, so we rented a car. So we had a car because we didn't want to, we were just, you know, Florida was kind of crazy at that time. We just kind of wanted to be in our own rental car. Didn't want to do a limo or transportation like that or Uber. So we rented a car and it just parked at the house the whole week, but still. So we checked out, said goodbye to our friends and all that. And then we drove towards Disney property. And when we got under those gates, man, my soul just got so happy. You know what I mean? Hello, good friend. I haven't seen you in so long. And it just, with the year that we've all had in 2020, it was just so good for the soul to see the Walt Disney World sign.
Well, too, and so this was just to kind of put this in context for folks that maybe listen to the 6 months down, because I listen to a lot of podcasts, you know, years after they were published. We're talking, you went down to meet up with friends at the house in like late July, and this carried over into early August of 2020.
Yeah, good point. I didn't talk about that. I think it was like July 18th. It was like near the mid. So July 18th to the 25th or something like that. Saturday to Saturday. And the house is great. It was super hot in Florida. But yeah, so then we had 2 nights at the Riviera. So we checked in and we met a good friend down there, Teresa, who's now a Florida resident. Yes. You know, I was trying to become a Florida resident on this trip. So she was having dinner with some friends at, I always forget the name of that restaurant, the Riviera.
Like Topolino's, yes.
So they were having dinner there. So we met up with them and had some drinks, had another drink. I was getting loose and I was thinking like, you know what, Liz, we should just stay here longer. Like, call your boss, Jess, who's in the chat right now. Call her up. I'll call mine up. Like, we have our work stuff. Let's just stay a few more days longer. And I forgot to say, like, during this week, you had them on, like, a couple months ago. Robert and Erica were down at Disney, and they were texting you and me.
Yeah, honestly, like, let me stop you there for 1 second. This Robert and Erica had a big snowball effect on all this. And I think me going down has influenced a couple other people that I know to go, like, because of Robert and Erica's like really nice capturing of the spirit of how it was like in late July. I think a lot of folks have gone, Disney needs to call them up in Tennessee. I'm just saying.
Yeah. They need to get some kind of reimbursement or extra DVC points or something. Yeah. Because they were he was texting us all those photos and you're like, dang, I'm going to go down. Like those dates you were talking about, like August 5th or wherever you ended up going down. And you were trying to get me to, and I'm like, well, dang, I'm already here. So, and we had our work stuff, and you just did that episode about working at Disney. I'm like, should we try it? As the snowball effect worked, I called you up. I'm like, Mike, I'm thinking about extending. If you really want us to come down and, you know, crash to our Mallory's trip, like, I'm all for it. I just don't want to fly back to Michigan and fly back down like a week later, you know? Like, I mean, I felt super safe traveling on Delta and everything, but the less travel or the less times I had to be on a plane, like, I'm all for it, you know?
Yeah, and the whole thing too was, I was telling you, I knew you were down, and my wife and I, we knew you guys were going to be going to Walt Disney World and probably staying longer than you planned, because it's just, you, we know you guys.
Like, that's my MO. I do it all the time.
I mean, like, it's not the first time that we've seen this happen with you guys, and I mean, I'd have done the same thing, but I kept telling you, I'm like, look, I'm just taking Mallory. You know, Paige can't make it because Mizzou Athletics is so in flex. She has to be here to be out there. If she needs to be out there in 2 hours, she can't go. Pam didn't want to go with all the school virtual stuff that she was doing. So I was like, it's just Mallory and I. I was like, you know, if Elizabeth can't get off, just bring down Emily. It'll be like a dad and daughter thing. I was like, flights are dirt cheap. Go home, come back. And then you're like, no, I'm just staying. I'm like, well, you've been there since the middle of July. But it was awesome in the end. So I'm glad you did. So, okay, so you went to the Riviera first. Yeah. So talk to us about your 4 stays and how they compared, because you basically did the DVC Grand Tour.
Yeah.
In essence.
Well, let me tell you how I had to like kind of set it up one more time though. So like a lot of things had to happen too. So I told Elizabeth, so this was on Saturday where I started kicking it around. And then Sunday is when we had to like make all the moves, like all the logistics. So there's 4 things that had to happen. I had to change the flight without like a crazy fee, because Delta will charge you like $200. I had to confirm, which I was pretty certain that they were waiving change fees because of COVID. So that had to happen. We had a rental car.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure like how much this rental car was going to be. Like we went from 7 nights to 22 nights on a rental car. I'm leasing it at that point.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it had a boot on it, or you're going to, there's an APB out for you. Like you stole it. Yeah.
So Elizabeth booked that. So I had to talk to her. Like, can you get them on the phone and see like, is it going to be an extraordinary cost to turn in this rental car? I had to check on our dog. So we have a dog and my in-laws are watching, like, are they going to be cool watching this dog for 2 more weeks? And then I had to check into my mom. My mom hasn't been feeling that well. So I had to make sure, like, were there any like severe appointments I had to get her to or anything like that. And I'm in line for Splash Mountain that Sunday. And then like, we kind of arranged all 4 things while we're in that line. And then I called you or text you, like, all right, start booking me some rooms.
I was like, he's really doing this. This is crazy.
So we started with the Riviera. So you and I actually spent some time there with my family over marathon weekend. We had a couple meals there, played some bocce, really enjoyed the resort. And I just wanted to get a better taste of it, you know? So we had a studio there. And I tell you, I loved the studio. As one of those awesome, like, Murphy beds, one of those that you pull from the wall. And unlike the one at Pop Century, it's more like a couch. So it felt more useful to me. Like, I know we've talked about the table on other episodes.
Yeah, exactly before. What it's not about. No, go ahead.
Yeah. But so I liked how that space was there, like with the couch. So it was really useful. Emily slept there. She really loved it. It's just a gorgeous resort. You got the Skyliner right there. We went to the studios from there. We had a completely different experience than the one you talked about coming from Pop. And yeah. I think it's just because you have, yeah. I don't know if, maybe because all the lines start at the same time, and maybe Riviera is closer, obviously, to the station that we didn't, when we got to the main Caribbean beach station, we didn't have that crazy line that we had to get back into. So the gondolas, the Skyliner, which worked really well from there. And it's just a beautiful resort, great dining. I love the counter service there. And it was just a spectacular place to spend two nights.
Now, let me ask you this too, as you were kind of bringing this all to fruition, you know, at Splash Mountain and getting things set. I know that while you were down there, well, we'll kind of talk about this as we go though, but I mean, did you set up like ADRs initially? Did you kind of roll with those as you went? I mean, there's not a lot of planning that has to be done now. Of course, you got to make your park reservations immediately. I think, you know, I made ours and you matched for the end of your trip, the ones that I got with Mallory for those 5 days, but you had to make those. So how was it as far as planning, like, bam, like right now, like I'm at Walt Disney World, I got a plan for the rest of the week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had a pretty good strategy there because we knew we were going to be working. So we had that Monday off because that was the day we were going to come home. So we were like, okay, that day, I mean, we went to the studios in the morning, but we had to figure out like, okay, how are we going to have breakfast? How are we going to have lunches? This is going to get really expensive if we're going eating Disney three meals a day for 15 days, you know?
And you've already bought a rental car at this point.
So exactly. Yeah. So we had the rental car. So we went to Publix and bought just like, you know, cereal, like bagels, things to make breakfast with, a whole bunch of eggs and like soda. You know, I'm a big Diet Pepsi drinker. Bottle of water is 110 degrees down there. So we definitely need the water and just like stuff for lunches. We bought deli meat. So that was a smart move to just help us save money. But then we're like, well, so what are we going to do after work? And so the thought was because of the staggered park hours right now with Animal Kingdom at the time that we were down there, I know that's changing here really soon, was opening till 6, Magic Kingdom 7, et cetera. So we were till 5 o'clock. So we're like, the Animal Kingdom is out. Like, there's no way we can work and go to Animal Kingdom. And Emily, like, we all love that park. So we knew, well, we'll book that for a Saturday or Sunday when we can attack it for a full day. You know what I mean? So basically, we just said, well, Epcot and the studios are open the latest, so let's just book alternate those every day. And we threw in like a Magic Kingdom one night. We figured we can get a late ADR at Liberty Tree, which is what we ended up doing, and just see the castle and just eat. You know, like it felt like such a local thing, you know, like I'm just going to hop over the Magic Kingdom for dinner tonight.
That is true. You're killing me. You were totally living the locals' life because you would work and then you would just hop over to attractions and dinner and I'm back at my, you know, hotel.
Yep. So the next move we made, so from the Riviera, like, we talk about all the time on this podcast where we own there for DVC and it's Old Key West. I just love it.
Yes.
Talking about the soul making you happy. Like I joke about this, but it's not really joking. Like they have the best stretch of palm trees you'll ever see.
We love those palm trees right there along the main drag. They're beautiful.
Yeah, they're just gorgeous. They reflect from the water. And if you, I mean, the Sarsaparilla boats aren't running right now, but if they were, like, you can get like, that's just the perfect when one of those boats goes by too. So we want to stay at Old Key West, and you helped us book that. So thank you, Magic for Less, and Mike, you guys are all awesome.
Appreciate it.
One of the things we really wanted was a one bedroom because my wife and I were both going to be working. So if we were both in the studio or on meetings like this and conference calls, I was going to get a little chaotic. We have our daughter who wants to needs to be entertained. You know, actually, she does it all by herself. She doesn't need us.
That's true. Give Emily a book and she's happy. I mean, that's
plus, when we were at that house that we rented, like, she bought a bunch of craft stuff anyway. So she already had like all these perler beads and things that she was going to do anyway. So, and we actually ended up going to Joanne Fabrics when we went to Publix to buy her some crafty stuff.
You guys are so lucky. She's such a good kid.
I know. So Old Key West has this great, like, big one bedroom space. Like, those are the biggest one bedrooms, I think, on property that are most comfortable for us. So Elizabeth basically sat like in the main like living unit, like at the kitchen table, and then I sat in the bedroom area, like with the king bed, and I had an ottoman in there, so I just, you know, put my feet up, had my laptop on my lap, and then there was a dresser in there too that the chair could work pretty well, so I was just kind of like, actually no, the chair didn't, so I would just like kind of stand up and work on the dresser, but it worked out really well. And then, yeah, we would just make lunches in there. One day we did go to Olivia's, though, because I had to have that chicken. You know the chicken is the best at Olivia's.
Let me jump in there. When you decided, because you had the studio at the Riviera, you went to the one bedroom to give you a little more space. And, of course, I've always heard, and I've only been in the two bedroom, which was gigantic when we stayed together down there. But I've heard, you know, Old Key West has the bigger units kind of all around. Now, also, talk about, because the reason I thought you initially went with the one bedroom was because of the laundry in the room, because you guys didn't pack to be gone for this long. Yeah, so laundry became essential, right? I mean, you wanted to do
that. That was huge. Yeah. I totally skipped by that. And you're absolutely right. And not only was it the space so that we have like private areas for working around calls, it was the laundry. I packed like 5 shirts, man. I mean, I did buy some while I was down there, but yeah, there, if you look at like photos of me, like I wear like the same shirt like 5 times. But yeah, that's a great call. We needed the laundry, and that was critical. Now this is, so Old Key West, just to talk about it, I mean, it's great as always. Like I love the main pool. I love Olivia's. The grounds there are just great. I love like the Caribbean, like Jimmy Buffett, like background music that going on there. Everything about it is just makes my heart happy. But like, I like the resort hop. And I like to see new experiences and like switch it up. So my strategy was, we'll check in there on Tuesday, work there through Friday, because I didn't want to change resorts on a day we had to work.
Yeah,
because like your room's not going to be available, you know, at 8 o'clock in the morning. So the strategy then was, we'll switch resorts on Saturday just to get a new feel. And we switched to Boardwalk, which I love Boardwalk. I love that area. But the problem was like the villa is just, it felt so small after being at Old Key West. And like, Elizabeth was like, this is the worst decision you ever made. We should have just stayed at Old Key West.
Well, you had to get that once out of 3 weeks. I mean, come on. That's
yeah, I know. I can't always be husband of the year.
Right? Yeah, well, I mean, you're pretty good. I got to mention this though, because while you were still at Old Key West, you sent me a text one day and it said something like, you know, you showed your setup, you know, how you're working in the one bedroom over at Old Key West. You're like, yeah, we just sent Emily down to Goods to Go. She's getting some lunch and hanging out at the pool. Like, I mean, that was like,
I know, she loved it. She was telling you about it, how she met this 85-year-old lady named Barb, and they were talking about Raglan Road and Olivia's.
It's like, you know, we say that Old Key West. I believe this. Like when you go in Old Key West, it does feel more like a community than a hotel. It feels like you're living in like some retirement subdivision or something. You know, some it's great quarter community. And then when you said that, I'm like, man, you've taken this to the next level. The kids going down to the store, got some lunch. She's hanging out at the community pool.
Yeah, exactly. One nice thing too, and we've talked about this, and I'm kind of all over the place. I'm going to talk about the parks a little bit too, but I kind of want to just focus on the resorts because you've done a lot of park talking.
Yeah.
But with the parks ending early, the pools are critical to us because you want something to do. And thankfully, the quiet pools at Old Key West were open till 11 o'clock. So every night we would just go for a dip. It was spectacular and it was quiet enough. Like, I mean, they were true quiet pools. Like, I don't think anyone else was ever in the quiet pool when we were. And Old Key West has a lot of options there too. It's just not the one. They had like 3 or 4.
That quiet pool thing will change later, but go ahead.
Yeah. Later in the trip, it will. Yeah, for sure. And we did that at the Riviera too. It's kind of weird there because I know you've been there. Like, the main pool is like pretty much right next to the quiet pool. It's like the most random thing to me. But I love both of those pools there. But yeah, so great time at Old Key West. And then on that Saturday, so now we've been in Florida for 2 weeks. Now we're making the next leg of our trip. So we had house, we had Riviera, we've had Old Key West, which feels like a house. Another thing about Old Key West I was going to talk about with the rental car, like I always love having a rental car at Old Key West because you were just talking about how it's like a neighborhood, kind of a village. You can just park right up in front of your villa is the best thing. I mean, the Disney transportation is great. Don't get me wrong. The bus service there is kind of iffy because it's like so many stops. And it could just take a while. But I just love parking right in front of your villa. It's one of the best things about Old Key West compared to the other deluxe resorts because you got to park in the main parking lot and you still got to walk like a mile, it seems like. But then you're just like 100 steps from your room pretty much there.
So then you went to Boardwalk, though, and it was smaller because you were in a back in a – so you've gone studio to one bedroom back to a studio.
No. So we had a one bedroom.
Oh, there's one bedroom at Boardwalk. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
It's just their living space is so much smaller than Old Key West. And it was just – I don't know. We just went from like this big space to a small space. It worked out really well. Like our location was really great. We're right next to a quiet pool. So it was really awesome to just swim there after night. Emily did a couple crafts. So she would go to the community center while we were working. But I'll tell you, like, I learned something on our trip at the boardwalk. So the first day, like, you know, I go up early, go for a walk and all this. And then I would just, my tip for working at Walt Disney is like, sign in early to make sure your internet connection is good and all that. So I would sign in early. All right, I'm good here. I'm going to go for a little walk. And then the first day there, that Monday, I came back and all of a sudden I was kicked out of our system at work. I'm like, oh no, like what's going on? And Elizabeth says like, yeah, I can't log in. I'm like, I don't know. Like, do we need to go to a public area? Do we need to do hotspots? Like, what do we need to do? So Elizabeth calls the front desk in quotes. And they're like, she's just saying like, hey, the internet's not working here, blah, 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 blah. And like, I didn't know this existed. They're like, let us put you through our IT like support group.
No, you know what, with Disney, I'd be like, no, please don't, but go ahead.
Exactly. So they put us through the IT and they like, we opened up a ticket. Like we would at work almost, like calling a help desk. They're like, well, let's get a ticket open for you. And so the internet wasn't working. I had like an important meeting I had to go to. So I ended up going to like the Bellevue Lounge, which is an awesome place to work.
I'm just saying. I remember you sent me that picture. I'm like, you are not working.
I was working. But yeah, so, but it was awesome though. Like it was so quiet. It had that 1930s, 40s jazz music background going. It was perfect. So I went to the Bellevue and Elizabeth is texting me and she's like, oh my God. So someone knocked out like the Wi-Fi at the boardwalk because I was still having problems over there. Like I had to use the hotspot. So apparently someone just knocked out the whole system. And then someone ended up coming to our room. Apparently there's a router in every room, which I didn't know. Like it was like buried somewhere. The guy like went behind a wall. They're like, he tightened up the cables for the router. And then all of a sudden it worked perfectly. And we were fine the rest of the week.
I blame it on the NBA bubble. They're having a big party across the way and not
exactly.
Internet.
Yeah. So,
but the boardwalk though, now you did, I would imagine that was a good place to be as far as like the, when your day's over, then you can walk to the studios or just walk into Epcot. I mean, that had to have been a plus, right? I mean, the smaller quarters, but that's nice once the work day's over.
Yep. That was part of the reason why I wanted to go there too. Cause we knew those were the parks we were going to after work because it was open the latest. So yeah. We just walked over to Epcot one day and then we walked over to the studios the other and like, we had the perfect room to like walk to the studios because we were like right on that path that, mm-hmm. you know, you run it like during the marathon or any training run that you do over there. I mean, we were actually closer to the studios than we were to International Gateway from where our room was. So it was awesome just walking to the studios from there.
Been there. We got soaked one time coming back from winning that back door.
Yeah, we did.
I'll find that picture.
What was cool about that too is like, so we would work. And so one day we went to the studios, we had Mama Melrose for dinner. We did a couple attractions. And as we wrapped up dinner at Mama Melrose, it was like 7:40. So we're like, hey, we might be able to like sneak in like a ride or a Slinky Dog or something. So we walked over to Slinky Dog. We walked right on, rode it, had an awesome time. It was like 7:55. And we're like, should we just do it again? Yeah. So, and then we just did it again. Like it was so awesome. Just like closing down the parks every night. And then with those low crowds, I know the crowds have increased a little bit since then. It's probably because of you, me, and Robert is why like, everyone's exactly. Out there now.
At least 1% bump. Yeah, I think for real. Now, let me ask you one thing, because you bring that up. The one thing I noticed was that we've never had to really worry about in the past just because of how the times are and how the park hours are, and especially for folks that are going down now in September in the fall, is that you find yourself a little bit more time after the parks close, like, what am I going to do? I mean, and you guys had, this is one of those trips where you truly had time on your hands. You had plenty of, you were there forever. So did you find yourself like hanging out in the villa or, you know, wherever you were back at your hotel, whichever place you were at and, you know, board games, just hanging out, watching TV. And because there isn't a lot to do after the parks close, you can go to Disney Springs. That's kind of iffy. It's kind of crowded sometimes. You know, and the pools are closing earlier at some places. So how'd you fill your time like after the park closed?
Yep. So the pools at first were like the big thing, especially at Key West. And the boardwalk ended up getting crazy at night when the main pool closed. Like everyone went to the quiet pool by our house because it felt like a house at that point. I was living there. So we didn't do too much quiet pool swimming at the boardwalk, but we had the one bedroom villa. So we would pop some microwave popcorn and just watch a movie. And it just felt so homey to do that. Because that's what you could do. I mean, we had a car. We could probably have drove somewhere or just drove around. But we just liked it just felt like being at home, you know, even though that's all we've done in 2020 is just be at home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it, you know, that's kind of the selling point they always put in the DVDs, or when they used to give out the planning DVDs, was like, you know, stay in a DVC villa resort. It's home away from home. And they show people, like you say, you know, having meals there, watching movies, yeah, playing board games. But the thing is, when you stay for 4 or 5 nights, that opportunity never comes up because you're going so hard.
Never,
you know,
does.
And you got, yep, that chance. Yeah.
Oh my God, you nailed it though. Like, that's totally what it is. Because you see, like, grandpa over,
yeah,
there, exactly, smiling, making breakfast. And, like,
playing Yahtzee.
Yeah, exactly. Who makes, like, crazy gourmet breakfast before, like, going to the Magic Kingdom?
Exactly. Like, exactly. What time you get up? 3:30? Come on, grandpa.
I should have called Disney and told them, like, hey, you guys want to film a promo shoot with our masks on and stuff?
You,
like,
totally, like, should have. Yes.
But speaking of the mask, though, so, like, I would walk around the boardwalk, like, in Old Key West with my mask. Like, I felt totally safe. So I know you hit on this a little bit, but it was super hot.
Smoking hot.
It was smoking hot. But you and I, like, you know, we've been there during summer. We know what it's like to be down there in summer. And honestly, like, the mask, like, yeah, like, it may have been a little bit discomforting at times, but it felt like, to me, honestly, like, no different than, like, a normal summer. Like, you walk out the door, you got sweat instantly dripping down your back. You know,
that's
like,
true.
I'm just kind of used to that a little bit. So if you're not used to the heat being down there, the mask might have a little, you know, impact on you, but it's the toughest thing is just battling the heat, I think.
I agree. And I mean, you nailed it because you brought this up while we were down there. We're discussing, like, God, it just feels a little bit hotter this time. But the thing was, is that because of these modified park hours where parks are open at 10 or 11 o'clock, you know, you want to be there because, I mean, by 10 or 11, you're ready to go to a park if that's where you're going that day. And the thing is, I'm never in a park. You're never in a park at 2 or 3 in the afternoon, but you're kind of forced to be in the park when you get there, you know, and it opens at 11.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw.
Yeah, we definitely saw that last day we were at Epcot because, like, I never enter Epcot at 11 o'clock, and especially in the summertime. But that's what was nice about the work. You know, we sign out at 5 o'clock. And so I've been there every summer for a few years now, and you see the Florida rainstorm. Like, I don't know if it's because of the hurricane that was coming by, but, like, the storms were bad that whole week we were there. But what was nice for us, we were working during those storms.
Nice.
And by the time we got out, 5 o'clock at work, it cooled down significantly. Like, the sun was, like, already, like, kind of blocked behind a cloud. Like, I never had to put sunscreen on for those days. It was actually really nice. Those Florida storms can, like, really help you out.
Okay, so let me ask you about this, because the last place you stayed, and then we'll talk some, because you want to mention about the park, so I'll make sure we get that all in,
yeah,
too. But you went after Boardwalk over to Wilderness Lodge, over to Boulder Ridge. Because, and this is kind of interesting, because a lot of people, when I met you, this is where you were when I was, when I, yep, came down. We were staying at Pop Century. But a lot of people are curious about this, because Wilderness Lodge, the lodge itself is closed. It's one of the resorts that's closed. Yet, you were there on the DVC side. So what is it like staying at a resort that is, well, Boardwalk, same way. But, you know, what's it like when you're there in the DVC portion with the main hotel closed? Like, what did you feel? Was it, did it still feel alive? What'd you think?
So, because really, I'm not super familiar with the Wilderness Lodge, but I think the really only way to get to the DVC part is you still have to go through the main lobby. Like,
yeah,
I don't,
yeah,
think there's, like, a side entrance. I mean, I think if you went to the cabins, you could, but we always went through, like, the main lobby, and it just felt weird. Because
yeah,
you're used to Whispering Canyon being kind of loud and rowdy, and you walk in there and there's, like, I don't know, 10 tables going on.
Yeah, exactly. Because I met you there a bunch of times. We hung out there while we were there. And the thing was, you're right, that's exactly it. Like, Whispering Canyon is always packed with, like, you know, a whole nother herd waiting to get in, you know, like a whole nother seating outside waiting for their ADRs to come up. And then you look in, because you can see right into, obviously, Whispering Canyon, and you would see, like, you know, 10 tables sat or 8 tables sat in the whole place. It, you just saw things like that that were kind of unsettling for folks that have seen it for a decade, you know,
exactly,
things that there's never an empty table. Because it's a lot, like, if we are joking, like, what if you ask for ketchup? Because they probably can't bring you the ketchup
no,
bottles at this
no,
point. Yeah.
It'll be like in a little cup.
Exactly. You get 1,000 Pipkins or something.
Exactly. I go through ketchup like crazy. But then, so that felt weird, you know, and then you go to the pool and then it felt normal, you know,
yeah,
like, oh, these are where all the people are. And maybe that's because maybe Wilderness Lodge just brings a lot of, like, those visitors that are just there to have dinner, you know? Like, maybe that's why the lobby always feels as chaotic as it does sometimes, where, like, the resort guests are doing all the other amenities, you know? They're at the pool, they're at the lounge, they're at Geyser Point, you know? So that did feel weird. I'll comment on the boardwalk, too. That felt really weird. Like, one lunch, so I went down to the Boardwalk Pizza. I never had a pizza from there, or if we did, it was, like, years ago. So I thought that'd be a good lunch one day. So it's 12 o'clock, middle of the day. I walk over there like I'm the only cat walking on the boardwalk.
That's just crazy.
Like at 12 o'clock.
That is, I know. That's you catch
it's
that.
Nuts.
You know, yeah, you'll catch that if you go down just in different places. You know, like you'll. You might be in the Magic Kingdom over by the, you know, by the Carousel of Progress, and you're like, there's not anybody within 500 yards of me right now. It's weird. I mean, just in certain places, but you're right. Like the boardwalk, it's hustle and bustle all the time, except right now. Yeah.
So, you know, what was interesting about that, too, as, you know, you and I love running the boardwalk. We have that great memory where we ran the canceled half through that area.
Yes.
But so I was one night I did my normal run, and then I got to where Beach and Yacht Club meet up, and like, oh, there's this blue tarp. I wonder what's happening over here. So obviously the NBA at that time was at Yacht Club. So then I would just turn around, and then you know where you would get up to that bridge for the Swan and Dolphin. You had that huge bridge, and you couldn't turn right because you could still get to Yacht Club that way. So then like it was weird seeing like all these construction cones blocking you. So having the NBA there, like you did kind of notice some different things like that. Like I went to the Grand Floridian for breakfast one morning and saw the NBA barbershop and heard players back there talking. Like it was pretty awesome.
That's so cool.
I know Matt already talked about you know, seeing Chris Paul.
Yeah, totally. Sure. She's sold that she's gonna tell everybody at school when she gets back here. Or she's already back by the time this comes out. But yeah, totally. And because you text me like, I can hear him talking over in the NBA barbershop. Because if you don't know, look at the NBA Bubble Life Twitter account and you'll see like they've set up. It's basically kind of like a clear, like a glass, you know, clear room where it's a barbershop. I mean, that's exactly what it is. Everybody goes in there and gets haircuts. It's so cool. I need one of those like here in the neighborhood. That's sweet. So what else?
Yep. Yeah, so that was really cool. I was just commenting on the parks, like the getting your temperature checked. Like I was worried like some mornings, like it was one morning we were together. I'm like, oh my God, like the day we went to Epcot, like it feels like 110 degrees out here and we've been waiting in line to get in. Like my temperature is going to be super high.
Cause we that morning we waited, like, I don't know, like there was change of shift at the people taking the temperatures or what, but we were probably 200 people back standing in the parking lot and it was so hot. And this was at 11 o'clock. I mean, it was that thing. They had to have adjusted that temperature gauge because I guarantee my forehead, not on a black hat, my forehead had to have been 100 degrees. It had to have been.
Had to have been. But that process is super quick. I think they do a really good job. You have like the social distancing markers all over the place. People do a really good job of banging it. Very rarely did I see someone like wearing their mask wrong. And like, I'm not going to call someone out for it. I'm not going to be that guy. Like, hey, man, put it over the nose. But like, you would see cast members doing it though. And I'm sure that's probably a little uncomfortable for them, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I feel like they do a really good job. And, you know, just I felt totally safe down there. Because we started with a 2-day trip. And just because like we were iffy on it, and then it ended up being, you know, 15 nights. That's how safe we felt, you know, being at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, and you mentioned too getting your temperature checked. Also, some of the parks, Animal Kingdom, and I want to say, who had it at the end? Wasn't the Magic? I guess maybe the Studios. They have that new security where you can just walk right through, and the only thing you got to take out is like an umbrella, metal water bottle, and like anything cylindrical,
an eyeglass case. Like Elizabeth got hit with that a couple times, so we just stopped bringing that.
It's awesome because I mean, it's right through. I mean, I had 4 batteries in my pocket, and they didn't even go off. So, yep. I'm all about that because it gets people in faster.
That helped us get that boarding group when we went to the studios. If it was the old security system, we had no chance.
But you know, they changed that now so that everybody pops up automatically on the app that's in your party. Did you see that? So that,
I mean, that way you don't have to select everybody.
Yeah, that's a great. It's like they were listening. It's a great idea.
But you talked earlier about like planning ADRs. So things may have changed now, or you know, it's Labor Day now, but. When we were down there, it was very limited, what you could get. And I didn't really want to like commit to something. Like normally, like, I mean, I'm not a crazy ADR planner either. I know I might look like a couple of days ahead. Usually if there's something I really want, like a California Grill, which we did on this trip. I don't think I've ever been to Disney and not gone to California Grill. It's our all time favorite. But basically it was just same day stuff. I would just look. And what was really weird one day was when we were at Boardwalk, because we were close to the Swan and Dolphin, I was like, let's try that Italian restaurant there. Oh my God, the name is escaping me right now.
El Molino?
Yep. I was like, let's go to El Molino. So I saw it in the app, and then I just talked to Elizabeth like to confirm, like, hey, they got a 5:30. We can just walk over there. It's going to rain, so we got, you know, we can beat out the rainstorm. She was like, yeah, go for it. I went back, and it was gone. Like, none of them. So it had, like, every 15 minutes from, like, 5:30 to 8 or 9, And then I went back and they were all gone. And I feel like they probably opened and saw they had no reservations and probably closed for the day.
That's probably it because of the rain. They're like, nobody's coming. And yeah, you know, because exactly. I mean, we would never think about things like that, but these weird things are happening in 2020. So you got to watch that. Yeah.
Yes. But so before you came down to, you're like, yeah, we're going to do a lot of counter service. And I was like, yeah, that's totally fine. I know you like doing the counter service. We like it too. We do like to do a table service for dinner, but we'll do counter service for lunch usually most of the time. But even that was like limited when you told me that. I'm like, man, like some of Mike's favorites are not going to be open.
I know,
like
Keys, Columbia,
and
I know,
like,
Columbia,
and like Columbia Harbor House. Like, yeah, like he's going to, like, I don't know what he's going to do. So yeah. you got to take that into consideration. And a lot of just the table services are closed too with limited menus. I know you talked about when we went to Olivia's, like one of my favorite things off their breakfast menu wasn't there. But it's just difficult times right now. I mean, things are just tough and different and you just got to adapt to it. And I think everyone listening to this podcast is a huge Disney fan, and we're good about adapting to that change because we know we'll be down there another time when it's fully operational. But I just love being down there. I loved just seeing cast members again and interacting with them, and especially the ones in the service. Like, I like, you know, giving them bigger gratuities. Like, I don't know. I just like felt bad. Like, I know you haven't been working for so long, so I want to take care of you, you know?
Absolutely. And we, you know, that's what I was going to say too, is that we noticed that, you know, like at some restaurants, you didn't have a full menu, you had a limited menu, but it felt like what you lost in, you know, choices, or, you know, all the options you have on a typical menu, which is sometimes overwhelming at some restaurants. It was totally made up for by the service we got. Cause I want to mention that because we did a couple really special meals together. You scheduled these. We did 50s prime time again, right at park closing. We talked about this on the shows I did, so we don't have to drill it into the ground, but we also did a Liberty Tree Tavern right before the park closed of the Magic Kingdom. So we got to be the last ones out of the park, but both places we had amazing service. Sandy over at Liberty Tree Tavern, she's awesome. We are going to get a public.
We both follow her on Twitter now.
Exactly. And she's a Cardinals fan. So who knew? She knows baseball. And then also, I can't remember, what was our server's name over the 50s? Because that was right after I did Smuggler's Run. I was bumming, dude. So,
dude,
Smuggler's
I'm just
Run,
like Mallory, man. I call him Toto.
Yeah, Toto. The guy, he was from Morocco, but this guy was awesome.
He was super awesome.
And he was, you know, like, I know they're probably not supposed to go crazy with the whole shtick over there, but he made our, you know, he really was working very hard, not only for the service to bring the food out when it's, you know, hot and suggesting good meals, but also making it, you know, making 50s what it is. And that's why you're there. He knew we're veteran travelers. Maybe that's what we expect. So, you know, it was just, the service was amazing and everybody seemed happy to just be doing their jobs.
Yeah. One thing I really haven't talked about, which I know you didn't because we didn't go here, like, I mean, we had limited time when you were down there, but was Disney Springs. And we went down there a few times, especially like after work or, you know, because we had all this extra time. And like, I really love Disney Springs. I used to not like it so much, but it's really starting to grow on me. But it was chaotic. So I went there one night with the Sheingolds. We were like, I checked out their new place and they're like, hey, let's go to Raglan Road. And oh my God, the parking was insane. And it was just, it's because it's the only thing that's open after all the parks closed.
Yeah.
Like, everyone just goes to Disney Springs.
Well, because you got the locals on top of people need stuff that are staying there late at night. You got both. Yeah. Competing for that. Yeah. Yeah.
I felt like there's more people at Disney Springs than I ever saw at Epcot or Magic Kingdom, like more than a theme park. Cause I think, cause then all the people that had park passes for the four parks all are drawn there, but still was great. I had a funny thing happen. So I wanted to, I like looking at the D-Tech stuff. Like, I know it's not like the best quality phone cases, but I still like looking at their designs. And there's the co-op store where they have like a D-Tech station. Mm-hmm. And you know, like that is a tight, small area.
I love that store.
Yeah. So they had someone kind of like monitoring it though, making sure like, okay, we can only allow like eight people or two groups in here at a time. So we waited, you know, a long time, which are normally, that's something that wouldn't normally happen, you know, like people just like hover over each other and crowd into that tight space. Yep. So I had to wait like 10 minutes to get in there. Then I was like out in like 2 minutes, like, because I didn't see what I was looking for. So we did some more shopping. And then we left. As we were leaving, there was like 8 to 10 groups waiting to get into that spot. Like, they were lined outside the door into the co-op just to go to the tech place, which I just found like really fascinating. And so you might see, like, you know, even in a store, like, they're limiting capacity, or even like in a tight space like that. So you might have to wait longer than you would ever think normally, even in the stores, which might be something you might not normally think about.
Well, too, and that's one of those things, you got to, you know, people going to Disney Springs and it being a little more crowded, because, you know, if you think about it, if you pick Animal Kingdom for that day, here's where it really got me, is that Okay, say you pick Animal Kingdom and you go, because it opened earliest, so it opened at like 8, and you get there at 8. With these low crowds, you could be done with Animal Kingdom by like a little bit after lunch. You know, you could do everything you really wanted to. Cali, we even did Cali, we did Everest, you know, Flight of Passage you guys did. We did Na'vi, we, you know, did the Safari.
Because we had
shows.
Lunch.
And, yeah, we had lunch, there weren't shows. You know, so we, you know, we really had everything done. So say you leave Animal Kingdom at, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock. In normal times, what that means is you go back at 2 or 3 o'clock, swim at your hotel, and you end up at Epcot or something, or at the Magic Kingdom watching fireworks that night. But in these days, when you leave the Animal Kingdom at 2 o'clock, you are done with theme parks for that day because you have nowhere else to go. And so you're right. So from 2 o'clock on, you got to entertain yourself. So you got to kind of, it's a weird thing. I mean, of course, we got everything done that we needed to get done. So that's a great day, but it was just, it's different and it's not bad or, you know, better or worse. It's just, you got to think, cause I was like, God, it's 3 o'clock. What are we going to do? You know, we're not going back. So
It's those vacations though. Kind of like the promo, going back to that promo video you talked about. It's like, you actually have time to slow down because you know, you're not waiting in attractions as long as you normally do, but would normally do, you know? So yeah, we were done with Animal Kingdom. It was 110 degrees. Like, we had enough. So what did we do? We ended up, you know, riding the Skyliner, doing all this other stuff, go swimming. And then we ended up having like a nice 2.5 hour meal at like Geyser Point, you know, we just like slow things down and relaxed, and which is kind of what vacation is all about. And I'm pretty conscious about that. And I tried to do that because we go so often now. I tried to slow down and just enjoy the resorts and things like that. But the shorter park hours really makes that happen. And if you're staying on site, you know, you just go back to an awesome Disney resort and swim, spend time with your family, watch TV. And I mean, I think that's where having the villa plays a key role right now. I mean, you guys could have totally done that at POP too. Yeah, yeah. Like, you could have just gone back and heck, you could just hang out outside at a table by the pool. I mean, the pool might be closed, but the tables are still open where you can just sit and chat and just people watch and things like that. Like, man, it's just awesome.
Yeah, totally. Because we got about 10 minutes left. I won't get this in. So you did work there and you were lucky enough that you took... lucky enough, I think you planned this, but you took everything, you took your laptops and everything you needed for work. So this is an opportunity, you know, again, you know, we have weird things going on in the world, but in the fall of this year, with so many students, you know, virtual school, at least through like October, some people through Christmas, you know, through the new year, whatever, you know, kids could be pulled out of school because, like, and I've heard other shows, like Len was talking about it, you know, if you got to be online, there's no reason not to be online at Pop Century's pool. You know, you're still getting your class and you can go to the parks. So what did you learn, like, as far as the technology, as far as structuring the day, setting up the room? Like, what tips do you have since you did this now for multiple days down at Walt Disney World working there?
Yeah, so the tips I had, especially if we, like, have our family, we're going to do this again. I really liked having the separating rooms. It just felt like you had your own space because, I mean, Elizabeth and I, when we work at home, we're not working in the same room, you know? So it was nice to have like a one bedroom villa. Not everyone can do a one bedroom villa. So maybe it's going to a public area too. Yeah. Like, if someone has to make like say if Elizabeth has a super important conference call with Jess, who's in the chat or something, and like, I can't hear it or whatever. Like, I could just go to a public area, like go to the Pop Century food court, mobile order something or whatever, bring my laptop, and I can just respond to emails and do stuff there. You know, like, there's ways to work around it. But what the biggest thing is, like, what I was kind of saying earlier, like, I would just check your internet connection, like, early in the day. Like, say you start at 8:30 or something, don't roll out of bed at 8:15 and think, all right, I'm going to sign in and start working. Like, you want to give yourself time to get set up for the day and make sure like your internet is good. So if you ran into a hiccup, that you can call that IT, the Disney IT line, you know,
your ticket going. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. But you make a good point about the students. So like, it's no secret to you, like, we're going in October, and I'm thinking about expanding on how long we're down there because of that flexibility of having Emily do virtual schooling down there, or maybe like do working half days, you know, so that we don't have to deplete all our PTO. I think you're gonna see a lot more people doing that. I was talking to a lifeguard at Boardwalk, actually she overheard me talking to someone, how I was telling like the story kind of like right now, and she just kind of chimed in. She's like, oh man, you're not the first person I heard doing that. There's a lot of people that are doing that. So everyone had the same idea. Maybe it's because of your podcast.
No, I don't think so, but it's an opportunity for sure. And, you know, I'll tell you, you mentioned about working in public areas, and I've had to work a lot of times on vacation, you know, for just, you know, not a long time, but like, you know, check emails, call Disney for an hour, you know, just to check up on things for guests and stuff. And I prefer to work in public areas because, like, I'll find, like I said, I mean, if I'm at Pop Century, if I'm at Riverside, I'll find, you know, I'll go down to the food court. You can always find like a corner where there's not people around you, like immediately, like a couple tables. And it's just fun, like you said, to grab a Coke, you know, Coke Zero, and, you know, maybe a sweet treat out of the baker, you know, the bakery section, and just sit there and work and watch, you know, people arrive for vacation, people leaving for, you know, after their vacation. Yeah. It's just fun to kind of be in it and work. It makes it a lot easier. Yeah. You don't have to stay in your room. I mean, you had the good setup, but I mean, if you have to work in public areas, it's kind of a good thing.
You absolutely can. And like I did, like, I mean, I worked at Bellevue Lounge, and that was perfect. And I mean, I'm sure a lot of people that listen to this podcast do what I do. Like, when I'm working, I'll sometimes play a Disney background loop, you know, like, you don't have to go to YouTube or like, you know, some radio station. You can just walk over to the lobby and like live it. Like, I had the WDW like background loop on the channel, like channel 2 or whatever, playing in the background. Like, it was just so awesome. But you're absolutely right. You can just go to a public area. Like, I probably wouldn't try it from the parks, but I'll tell you, I did see someone in Magic Kingdom. Looked like they were working one day in Tomorrowland.
I've seen that too. I haven't gone that far yet. Like, the laptop stays in the room, but yeah, because it's just, I don't want to ruin my happy place. You know, like, I have to work on vacation sometimes, but I try to get it done so I can go to the park and not have to sweat. Exactly. It. That's why I have my smartphone in case of emergency.
But yeah, it worked out really well. And like, I was nervous about the Disney Wi-Fi, and maybe as more people are coming, as the rooms are getting more full, maybe the Wi-Fi will bog down. Like, I don't know, but that was just my biggest concern. Like, will I be able to keep a steady connection for, you know, 8 to 9 hour day? And it worked out perfectly. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's good to hear. So when you look back at this trip, obviously the length of the trip is going to be something that stands out. You had some great meals. You got to be in the parks when they were empty. You got to, you know, really enjoy the amenities of these 4 different villas. Well, let me ask you this real quick before I even ask you this final question. If you had to pick one to go back, like, say, October, you go back, you're going to stay for a week, you're going to have to work, you know, Monday through Friday while you're there. Is it Old Key West that you're going to pick? Or was there amenities at Wilderness Lodge? I mean, like, if you had the whole picture besides the room, like, which one do you pick?
That's so tough, but you hit it right there. I'm going to Old Key West. It felt more like our house, you know, and that's not knocking the one bedroom at Boardwalk, like, but they are significantly different in size, and like the setup even is a little bit different. It just seems more roomier at Old Key West. And plus there's a nice little patio that you can like sit out. Like, I worked outside one day in the villa too. It's like, I mean, I had like 3 or 4 options where I could like set up my desk, you know. I didn't have that at any of the other resorts, so definitely Old Key West is where I would choose to work.
All right, so final question I was going to get to. So when you look back on this trip, say 3 or 4 years from now, obviously outside of the length and all this work, like, was there one fun, like, surprising thing that happened, like a story or some moment that sticks out with this trip that you'll remember?
I mean, we'll always look back and see the mask photos. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's – so we thought about this. Like, do you take someone for the first time right now, like, during the pandemic, like, wearing the masks and – if you don't like crowds, it might be something you might want to consider. And like, it's just kind of funny, like, looking back, like, oh, there we were, like, in our masks. Remember our first Disney trip? Like, we had these masks on. Like, I don't know. I mean, the mask, like, we took so many PhotoPass photos just because, like, just to tell that story. Like, you're just saying, like, when we look back three to four years from now, we'll remember, like, oh my God, remember we're in front of the Tree of Life with the mask, or with Mike when we're like all spread out. Like,
it's the greatest picture ever. Yeah.
That was a great picture. But, Just seeing the cast members again, like, you talked, like, we had a great interaction with a server at Liberty Tree, Sandy, and like, we so much that we even reserved like to go back there again. We're gonna go back and see her again in October. It's just interacting with the cast members. Like, I know they have like the face shields and like we're trying to social distance, but like, they're so happy to see guests, and we try to just talk to as many as we could, because I'm sure it felt so good for them to have guests coming back in the parks.
Absolutely. Well, man, it was an epic trip. So when you go down for October, I guess make sure you take something for Thanksgiving just in case you're still there.
Hey, I mean, that's a pretty good place to have a Thanksgiving dinner, right? In a 2-bedroom villa, Old Key West.
I'm saying, count me in. That sounds good to me. All right. Well, Scott, we appreciate you coming on. It's always fun. And we'll do this again after the October trip and see how things have changed.
Yep, absolutely. Happy Labor Day, everyone.
All righty. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Let them book your next vacation. They have the experience and the knowledge to help you get around all these hiccups that might come up with theme park reservations, with modifications, helping you with park hours, all that good stuff. Things are changing, but we know what's going on. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And if you want a little extra content in your week, become a patron. Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. You get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, a little mini podcast. It's kind of, it's just a little crazy stuff. But we have polls and discussions and photos over there. It's a good time. And I want to thank all of our patrons. You're helping us keep this show going through these rough times. And just thank you to each and every one of you. I appreciate it so very much. Don't forget to follow us on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And of course, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast and YouTube.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here and enjoy those last few moments of summer. Oh, that's so sad. But who knows? Baseball season could be going until January and, you know, football. Who knows? It's 2020, people. Who knows what's going to happen next? So just hang in there. Get some grill on and enjoy your Labor Day. And thank you so much for checking in with us for hashtag Scotty G. Again, follow Scott at @EpScott on Twitter and Instagram too, right?
That's correct.
So check out all that. I'm at @BeOurGuestMike. Give us a follow and we're going to get out of here. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.